This first full week of recovery after Hurricane Ian has officials in Florida scrambling to address critical infrastructure issues. The storm displaced families and caused tens of billions of dollars in damage, including to places that were supposed to be polling sites for next month's midterm elections. We start our coverage this hour with NPR's Ashley Lopez.
Despite all the chaos, election officials in every county in Florida say they were able to hit yesterday's deadline for sending out mail ballots. But the big question now is whether people will actually get those ballots. Tommy Doyle, the election supervisor in Lee County, where the hurricane made landfall, says that's going to be a challenge in some cases.
The post office will attempt to deliver. And so there's going to be places that they can't deliver, they can't even get to.
Doyle says those voters might have to go to where their mail is being held. He says voters can also just call his office and have it send a new ballot to wherever they're staying. And in-person voting could be a bigger challenge. Mark Early, president of the state's Association of Election Supervisors, says finding polling locations after so much property damage and flooding is tricky.
You know, the counties that are involved or impacted are out in the field trying to find out which polling places are still standing, which ones can maybe be brought back online by Election Day or by the start of early voting.
In Lee County, Tommy Doyle says Election Day sites are not looking good. He says he planned to have 99 precinct locations on Election Day, but his office has only been able to find about 30 locations that can be up and running so far.
And the rest of them are you can't contact, there's no contact with anybody, or they got damage. Or they may be able to do it if they get power.
Doyle says that's why he's hoping that Governor Ron DeSantis signs an order allowing him to run a dozen early voting centers through to Election Day, which was allowed after a hurricane in 2018. That way, voters could cast ballots at any of those centers instead of their assigned precinct. DeSantis says he's open to suggestions from election officials, but in general, he doesn't want to make too many changes on how elections are normally run.
I want to keep it as normal as humanly possible. I think the more you depart, you know, it just creates problems.
And in Florida, even small changes to how elections are run and who has access to the ballot can have a significant effect on elections because margins are usually pretty slim. And there are some big races on the ballot this year, including DeSantis's re-election. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.